Hello, my name is Jared, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I've had something incredible happen to me recently. You see, I'm what we call in the business a forever DM. In Dungeons & Dragons terms, that means that when I get the chance to put pen to paper and roll some dice, it's often done from behind the screen. I'm not building a character and telling a story, I'm building a world and trying to fill it with character. That's changed in the past few months. And more, I've been lucky enough to find a seat at the table, wondering what my DM has in store for me next. It's truly a nice change of pace, though. I've been playing D&D forever, and you'd think at this point that building my characters would come naturally to me. Yet, time and time again, I find myself furiously flipping through the handbooks, trying to recall a rule or a feature in hopes of building the sort of character that I want to build. My personal life is like that as well. I know the scripture. I have an incredible relationship with my Savior, and I have experience living in His mercy. Yet, time and time again, I find that I'm not building the character that I actually want to. My life is not telling the story that I need it to tell. So, I go back to furiously flipping through the pages until I find what I need from the source itself. Jesus gives us the steps that we need in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 3. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." It's easy to think of the Beatitudes as just some sort of nice platitudes to be painted on a Sunday school wall, or cross-stitched with little doves on either side. But guys, there's so much more than that. I'm not trying to shift gears too much here, but bear with me for a moment. I'm a big fan of games with progression loops. In Monster Hunter, you begin your story by hunting a monster. Shocking, I know. But after you go through the process of taking the materials and skills from that and building up the resources, you go out to the next hunt and do it over and over again. Likewise, the Beatitudes are not just these separate sort of fortune cookie-esque sayings to be applied at our convenience, but they are a necessary loop to becoming more and more like Christ. If we are not aware of our own spiritual poverty, then why would we even mourn? Without mourning, how can we find our meekness? It builds and grows upon itself, and at the moment that you think you've arrived there, persecution leads you right back to the realization that without the grace of God, you would continue to live in spiritual poverty, and the cycle begins anew. We have the guidebook, and we have the steps we need to build the right kind of character and tell the right kind of story, God's story. But it takes opening the book and poring over day after day through those pages. Guys, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, you can come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Jarrett for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, I love you 3,000, but God loves you so much more than that.